Gracious Eternal Father, we want to appreciate you for your love and mercy unto us. Lord, we have received bountifully blessings from you, Lord, since the beginning of the conversion, and even this morning has been wonderful. We thank you very much.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for making another garden possible this evening again. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you, O God, for special numbers. Thank you for the song leader, the users of instruments, and the entire worshipers. We are grateful unto you. We believe, O God, that our worship as your children is from our hearts and not in the flesh, therefore to be acceptable in your sight. Dear Lord, we want to commit again this service, especially the most sincere part of the service, into your hand, that you will hide your servant under the blood.
Amen.
We the hearers, may you touch our ears.
Amen.
Lord, to hear, O living God, as ordained and predestinated children,
Amen,
those who you have ordained to hear the revelation of this hour. May your blessing not elude any of us.
Amen.
Stand for us, dear Father.
Amen.
All distractions of the enemy, may you banish them tonight, Lord.
Amen.
May your spirit move freely in our midst.
Amen.
Lord, to set the captives free,
Amen,
to deliver the oppressed,
Amen,
to raise the faith of the weak one,
Amen,
to heal the sick and the afflicted,
Amen,
to baptize souls with your spirit.
Amen.
Let there be rejoicing in the midst of your people.
Amen.
That at the end of the service, we will be full of joy,
Amen,
and all glory and honor shall be done.
Amen.
And the blessings will be ours, your children.
Amen.
Thank you, dear Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
The Lord bless you.
Que Lord, que vous confie.
Let's just be seated for 1 minute.
Et qui a dit qu'au fond, c'est du camp.
I guess we still... Okay, yeah. I know. We still have one or two people to introduce.
As near one, which is alone, will be Melo Conlati Fi Hawa.
You have done. Yes, Lord. Yes, I know. I'm trying to see.
God bless you, saints.
Amen.
My name is Philip Kusonda from Capstone Tabernacle, Ilaro, Ogun State. Remain blessed.
God bless you, church. My name is Isaiah Anere from Bible Way Fellowship Tabernacle, Oworo, Lagos.
The Lord bless you all. This evening, by God's grace, I will be having one of God's servants to minister to us tonight in person of Reverend Daniel Banko.
I will not need Daniel Banko
from Kaduna.
Lati Jo Kaduna.
Shall we rise as a single shout and touch the Lord as he passes by?
Let us pray.
Almighty God, Jesus Christ is your name. We thank you again for another opportunity to be gathered at your feet, Lord. It's not because we're worth anything, but by your grace, O God, and the perfect sacrifice on the cross, and your righteous garments that we have taken, O God. That's why we are here this evening, Lord. We thank you for gathering us from the north, the south, the east, the west. Lord, it will be a grand reunion when rapture will take place.
Amen.
But before then, you want us to have a foretaste of what it will look like when the bride will be gathered from all over the world.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we've come to gather strength. We want to gather pressure for the flight.
Yes, Lord.
Be our help, Lord.
Amen.
Be our Ebenezer.
Amen.
From the pulpit to the pew, if there be obstacle, O God, that will stand between us and answers to our prayers, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Take it away, Lord.
Amen.
And build the muscles of our faith.
Amen.
And join our faith with your faith.
Amen.
That the works be done tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for our brethren on this side who have, O God, meticulously, graciously, every year spending to see how God's children are being fed. Lord, may they not miss their reward.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Lord.
Take me out of the way.
Amen.
And take the glory to yourself.
Amen.
Thank you for doing it.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
And the church say,
Amen.
God bless you. Just have your seats for a little while. Good morning, church.
Amen. Good evening.
Good morning, church.
Amen.
Where we come from, we greet good morning. Whether it is morning, whether it is night, it's good morning. It's good morning. So, good morning, church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I really appreciate all of you for your patience. Appreciate the host pastor, his associates. Is this Baba that God used to join me during my wedding? And it was a convention like this in Ibadan. I came about 20 years ago. And I came to the altar. I said, God, if I go back, I want to come the next convention with my wife. Because it took 6 years battling to get married. So when I came, and I laid that request at the altar. And I told God, let this Baba be alive to join me. You are not going anywhere. And I've learned a lot from him, his humility. I will not come and place flowers by the grave. I want to say it now that he's alive. God bless you, sir. And the associate pastor as well. You know, I have Baba too in my church. I have elderly people around me. I'm learning from him how to care for the elderly. God bless you, brother. And I appreciate these wonderful veterans that are seated here.
I feel very small standing in their presence. Immediately, Pastor Sam called and said you were taking the service. I became, I don't know whether to say I'm nervous or I'm afraid. That's a preacher's battle. You will not know what to say. 10,000 sermons will be flowing in your heart. Should I say this? Should I say that? So I've removed myself out of it. Let God speak to you tonight. The officers, the music group, God bless you.
I
appreciate your skills. God bless you. God bless the deacons, all the ushers, our sisters in the kitchen, and those that are connected online. God bless you. One of my friends, Brother Christian in Abuja, specifically asked me to greet the church and the ministers. I greet all of you in Jesus' name. My pastor would have been here.
Pastor,
he has started the journey about 30 kilometers away from
Kaduna.
A very healthy sound engine knocked. And in my heart, I was trying to see how I can join our troop and come down because our car was filled. But he just switched off that he's not traveling again. So he sends his greetings. His wife sends greetings. Our deacons and all the officers send their greetings. God bless you. Before we read the scripture, I want to quickly apologize to a sister. If I see you, I may not know you again. But I was rushing to get back to the hostel. And she needed a lift. I looked at the time. I would stop, open the car, drop her off, enter the hostel. They may have locked the door. So I couldn't stop for her, though I just mentioned that I'm not going your way. Please forgive me. That vehicle doesn't belong to me. I'm just the conductor. The owner of the vehicle is your father. So I'm supposed to stop and carry you. Please don't report me to your daddy. I am very sorry if you are here. God bless you. Can we quickly stand to our feet and read the scripture? Read Genesis chapter 17. And then we'll sit down while we continue reading other scriptures. The morning devotion and the morning service of today, they took a burden off my heart. If you are old time in this message, if you saw the glory of this message, you'll be bleeding of what is happening now. Something is wrong somewhere. Genesis 17. I read from verse 1 to 8.
It
said, and when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect.
But Abraham was 90 years old and 9. Abraham said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and
I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me,
Behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations.
Yo se ti emi ki esi majemu mi wa pelu re iwo si se baba orilede pupo.
Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee.
Beli aki o pe oruko re ni Abrahamu mo bi ko se Abrahamu le oruko re yo je nitori ti mo ti so di baba orilede pupo.
And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee.
And
I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee.
Emi o si gbe majemu mi kale laarin temi tire ati laarin iru omo re leyin re ni iran won ti ni majemu ayiraye lati ma se olorun re ati ti iru omo re leyin re.
And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God.
Emi o si fi ile ti iwo si alejo nibe fun o ati fun iru omo re leyin re gbogbo ile Kenani ni titi lailai emi o si ma se Olorun won.
You may have your seats.
Je ki ajo.
We'll continue reading Romans chapter 7.
Ka si waju si Romu ori keje
verse 18.
Ese ikejidinlogun
to 23.
De iketale logun.
Paul speaking here says,
Paul only on sorrow ni bi.
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing.
Nitori emi mo pe ko si ohun rere kan ti n gbe inu mi.
For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not.
Nitori ife ohun ti o dara n be fun mi, sugbon ona ati se li emi ko ri.
For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I will not, that I do.
Nitori ire ti emi nfe, emi ko se. Sugbon buburu ti emi ko fe, eyi li emi nse.
Now, if I do that I will not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
Sugbon bi ba se pe ohun ti emi ko fe, eyi li emi nse. Emi ki nse mo, bi ko se ese ti n gbe inu mi.
I find then a law that when I will do good, evil is present with me.
Nje mo ri ni ti ofin pe bi emi ti nfe lati ma se rere buburu a ma wa lodo mi.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
Inu mi sa dun si ofin Olorun nipa eni ti inu.
Verse
23.
But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
Let's
read Exodus 14:13-14.
Exodus
14, verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever.
Moses we fun awon eyan na pe e ma beru e duro je ki e si ri igba loluwa ti yo fi han yin le oni nitori awon Egypt ti eyin ri le oni yi eyin ki yo si tun ri won mo lai lai.
Verse 14.
Ese kenila.
The Lord shall fight for you.
Amen. Tori ti Oluwa yo ja fun yin.
And ye shall hold your peace. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. I've been battling in my mind, what will I say to God's children?
Because
Some of us drove as much as 16 hours to get to this place. We didn't come here to eat food. We didn't come here to look at faces. There's a yearning in our hearts that brought us here. And so we want God to feel that yearning tonight. And as I was going through my notes, I saw something. I said, let me share with God's children. So I want to title this message, Fight for Your Rights. Fight for Your Rights. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, your right is what belongs to you legally. Whether the law says it, spells it out or not, once it is yours, it means you are the owner of that thing. And so because you are conscious, you know it belongs to you, you have every grace to fight for it. It's like a child that was growing up, he left the village and spent many years outside. And when he came back to the village, he got to know that the father has passed on. Maybe the mother has also gone to glory. Maybe some of the uncles have gone. But before he left the village, he knew that this portion of land belonged to his father. And as a child, he will fall heir to that possession. But because of the covetousness of the land, people have encroached into it. If that child knows he is a proper child of that man, he will stand his ground. As believers, Abraham told us, we are not immune from trials. There is no level of spirituality you will get to that the devil will respect you to the point he will not come to you again. The higher you climb, the tougher your trial. Because Satan knows that if you fall from that height, he is going to gain more. From the scripture we have read, Paul said, when I want to do good, evil is always there. I want to be kind, evil will come there. I want to believe the word of God, evil is standing there. Every time I try to do the right thing, there is a war going on in my members. There is a battle in my mind. Something is opposing me. I want to be respectful, but something is taking me the other side. That is why you must know who you are. If you realize who you are, you will take your stand and fight for it. There's a constant worry in your members. The Bible says we were born in sin. We just came to this world. We are even telling lies. So the tendency to go in the wrong is always there. I've seen some young ones here in the convention. Your haircut does not depict a message believer. We must be raw tonight. If this is my last sermon, let me preach it.
Some of the haircut I am seeing in this convention, it does not befit people who believe a star messenger. Let me tell you, many years back, when there were no phones, there were no internet, a sister was posted for NYC from the west. She was posted to Kaduna, no contact at all. She was just walking through one of the busiest streets in Kaduna right now, and she saw another sister. Immediately he saw the sister, he went to her, he said, God bless you, ma'am. He said, the sister said, you believe this message? He said, I believe this message. Where is the church? And that is how she got in contact with the church. But Abraham said, Christianity has an appearance. If your appearance is betraying this message, I don't care whether you are a preacher or a preacher's wife, you are not converted. What is happening? That's why I say, if you have been an old timer, you'll be believing what you are seeing now. This is not what we meant. We came to this message and met a church after service. We don't want to go home. We didn't want to go home. The pastor will take 3 hours preaching. After 30 minutes song service, we will break church order and start another song service and spend 6 hours in the church and come out again and still be rolling around ourselves, because the anointing and the bond was strong. Something is amiss. Thank God for the message in the morning. We have a memorial, but we have gone away from that landmark. That's why we got to fight for our rights.
God be our help.
God promised to give Abraham this, and he see the land of Canaan. Because God promised it, it's their right. As long as that promise came from God, it is their right. But God told them, you will not stroll casually into that land. You will not just be strolling and just step inside. It won't work that way. I have given it to you, but the prophet said you will fight every inch of it. He said you must fight. It's a fight. The devil doesn't want you to possess it. But you must fight those demons to stand still. This message, Brother Brown said, the message of God is your right. Malachi 4 is your right. But the wall is creeping in. That's why the prophet turned to pastors. He said, pastors, cleanse your church. Because you are going to answer for what you are giving to the people. Let me tell you, I'm a teacher. There are certain topics we want to teach. If you just carry the topic, hit on the table,
bah,
Nepa will take life from that child. We will start going around. Start going around looking for stories that will catch the attention of the child. We will go around.
I teach mathematics. I was teaching mathematics one day. I got to a point, I know I must find a way for these people to understand it. A general walked into my class. Everybody was waiting to see what I'm going to do. I turned around the story, I didn't get an answer. I didn't know when I turned to the class. I said, praise the Lord. They said, we don't catch the man. The man is a preacher. No wonder. I said, because if I don't tell you that, you will not know that my God is a mathematician. And the thing enter. May God give you wisdom. You must fight for what belongs to you. Malachi 4. Is your property. The devil wants to take it away from you. He begins to sell the world to you. And you are buying it gradually. Pastors are permitting certain things in their church gradually. Brabham says, Samson, the Philistine is upon you. He said, church, the Philistine is upon you. Our youth are sagging their trousers to church now. Once I see them around like that, I will go and raise the trousers up. I said, the people that sack their trousers in America, the people you are copying from, they are actually street boys. Responsible Americans don't sack their trousers. They dress responsibly. So you are taking a wrong influence from the wrong group of people. Brother Bram said, if there is somebody you are going to copy, he said it must be Jesus Christ. He said, don't copy your pastor's wife. Because some pastors, I'm sorry to say, they have strength behind the pulpit. They don't have strength at home. They can set the church in order. But once they get to their homes, they can't set their homes in order. Your ministry starts in your house. If you can't set your home in order, tell the church I have failed. We need to call a spade black, black, white, white. If not, let me go and join my town's meeting. But if I'm going to stand here by the grace of God, I know this gospel will meet me in the morning. Remember, the enemy was already seated in Canaan. They are not strangers there. It's actually Abraham that is a stranger.
Abraham gone.
God told him that I am going to give you this land. Where you are squatting, you will eventually become the landlord. I will hand over the title deed to you. You will pass it to your children. And your children. Children, what are we doing today? We cannot even stand our feet on the ground and tell our children this is what it is. Abraham said, Billy Paul or no Billy Paul?
Billy Paul,
Malachi 4 is beyond everybody. Let me tell you something, church. Do you know the prophet himself is bound by that message? He has no option. He is bound by that message. That is why Paul said, he said, if an angel, and the angel descended. And you saw the ladder with which he was coming down. And come and tell you, contrary to Luke 17 or Revelation 10, he said, let him be accursed. If, for example, the angel did not come, and I, Paul, that is the vessel that God used to establish it, I turn around and I come back here to tell you contrary. He said, let me myself, because Brother Bram is bound by this message. Because the message is not an American message. The message is message from home. So the enemy was already in Canaan. And because the enemy is there, God say, you will fight. You are going to fight. You won't just stroll inside. In the process of the fight, I will be training you. I will teach you patience in the process. I will teach you faith in the process. I will build your Christian qualities. I make you a warfaring man. God is still training his children. And Brother Brown said, any child that will not stand that training, he says, a bastard child. God had the ability. He would just say, all the Canaanites, the Perizzites, all the Hivites sleep. As you sleep, don't wake up in the morning. Then he will call the Israelites. Go and gather the corpses and bury them and take over the land. It was not difficult for God to do that. But rather God map out a plan. And came back to his servant Moses. He said, as long as that land is concerned, it is yours. But this is the church order you are going to follow. God be our help. The anointing to preach is different from the anointing to live the life. By the time Moses called those 12 spies, he said, go and spy the land. And those spies got to Canaan. They didn't stroll into Canaan. They were dodging in the night, taking their tactics, watching out for the enemy until they slipped inside. And they got to a house that they were received. Immediately they declared who they had to. To Rahab. She said, we have been hearing about you people. What your God has been doing for you. There is no nation that has been able to stand you. I want to leak a classified secret to you, spies. Including us in this nation. We are already afraid of you. Let me tell you, church.
Yes,
most of the people you are admiring and wanting to be like, they are actually admiring you. They are wishing they are the one that married that husband you are married to. They are wishing that sister was their wife. They are desiring to come to a place like this. But the devil knows that that is going to spoil their freedom. He will not allow them. Then the devil will now come to you that is already inside and begin to paint an illusion for you that the way to handle your wife is by beating her. The way to deal with your wife is not to give them money at home. That when there is trouble in the church, carry coat and go and fight the pastor. You may be right with your coat. You may be right with your coat. Brother Abraham said, he said you can go to hell with a divine gift. Thank God for computer. But be careful with it. The anointing of this message does not dwell inside computer. It dwells in the spirit of God. So you handle the quote with caution. Something is happening in the church. You have not prayed about it. You have not made consultation. You just carry the quote out of your anger and rush to the pastor's office. In this message, Brother Abraham said this. Talking arrogantly, you can't keep one word to break another one. This message, it teaches respect. Are you hearing me? This message teaches respect. Samuel kid boy in the temple,
kid boy.
Jehovah came down.
Jehovah saw Kale
and spoke to Samuel.
Samuel is wrong.
Because Eli was breaking God's heart. Though not directly. He was a pastor that refused to execute church order. Because his own children were guilty. But when God was to bring that judgment, he bypassed the old priest and came to a kid boy. The boy didn't say, Jehovah spoke to me. If it is today, if it is today, that's why certain gifts are not manifesting among us. Because let that little gift just show his head like this. It cannot be controlled by the pastor again. He will lose respect for the ministers. The boy ran back to Baba. He said, Daddy, you called me.
Daddy, help me.
Daddy said, son, I didn't call you.
Oh, mommy, okay.
Will you go back and sleep?
Well,
the boy went back.
Oh, my lost you.
Jehovah patiently came back again and spoke to the boy. And the boy went back. Being a veteran, even though in his fallen condition, there are experiences that are not written in a book. These men have those experiences. The old minister said, son, go back and sleep. Say, but if he comes again, this is how you are going to respond. It was Eli that taught Samuel how to get response from God. And God pronounced the judgment. The boy was shivering. How can I go and tell daddy this kind of thing? I am living in the temple with this man. I am eating from this house. How can I go and tell him such a thing? Some of us young ministers, if the elderly minister opened the door for you to come close, you will now see his fault. You will begin to see all his mistakes. Instead of you to help him out, that is what you are going to use and be broadcasting. God have mercy on you. My pastor is like this. My pastor is like that. Is that a ministry? Ministry of gossip. all to defame the man. But the man opened the door for you to come close. If he had not given you that opportunity, you wouldn't know his fault. When you now knew those things, you used it against him. That was not Samuel. Eli had to encourage the boy. He says, son, whatever God has told you, don't hide it from me. I'm still your daddy. I'm your pastor. I will not jealous you. Say it out. The boy gathered courage and said, this is what Jehovah said. Then Eli did not start hating that boy.
Samuel,
he said, whatever God has said, let it be so. So long as it is God that said that, the Lord be our help. What is your attitude in the church? Some of us are stubborn church members. Brother said we have stubborn will. You can't bear. Some will even boast about it. I don't fear anybody. If you don't fear anybody, you are Satan the devil. You must fear a body. God was in a body. You must fear a body. So when Rahab gave the testimony, he said, we have been hearing what God is doing in your midst. That your God is a mighty God. He said, please, can I be a part of the blessing? Then they swore an oath. They said, if you are going to keep this business secret, when the blessing comes, you will be part of it. But if you break this secret, this vow is null and void. And you know, when a man, one sign that a man is saved, he will desire other people to be saved. If your own salvation is that because you are now saved, the remaining members of your family can go to hell. Please go back and check your own salvation. There is a problem with it. Rahab quickly went and started making provision for the father. He gathered the brethren. All of her family that would listen to her and came under that roof, they stayed under the blood. Nothing happened to them. The church, watch it. There are 12 spies. Only two believed the testimony of Rahab. 10 spies did not believe the testimony of Rahab. 10/12 is 83%. If a child scores 83%, he has gotten A. This gospel is not public opinion. We don't believe it because everybody believes it. It's a personal revelation. And if your revelation is right, it will produce a correct life. It will produce quotes. It will produce a correct life. A correct revelation will produce a correct life. They went back to go and give reports. They went back to the pastor, Pastor Moses. They said, the 10, all of them, and you know, when Satan wants to tell a lie, he will play strategies to make the lie look real. One will stand here. Another one will stand here. Another one will stand there. will circle the pastor and put him in the middle. As the first one is presenting the case,
because
pastor, do you know when we got there? It was terrible. Then the one standing on the other side. In fact, pastor, you need to stay. The one standing on the other side. We are like grasshopper. The one standing on this side. Because it is a lie. Satan was just gathering witnesses. False witnesses. By the time they finished their lying, Joshua and Caleb stepped forward. Let me tell you something. If a lie starts running now and runs for 100 years, truth will start and overtake it. Two men stepped out. They said,
Pastor,
what we saw is different from what they are saying. Brother said, it depends on what you are looking at. He said, Joshua and Caleb were not seeing the high wall. They were not seeing the military equipment. He said, what they were seeing was the promise of God. That this land belongs to them. The prophet said, as long as God has pronounced you healed, whosoever the Son of Man has set free, that man is free indeed. You have been pronounced free. And you are still looking at the symptoms. They are lying vanities. Those symptoms are a mirage. Joshua and Caleb told
Moses.
He said, we are more than able. He was not referring to their own strength. He was referring to the promise of God. As far as it is God that has said it, it's a concluded matter. You need to fight for your
right.
620408, paragraph 46. The prophet said, Israel said, now reasoning shows that, well, if we go over there, why? Then one of those men could wipe 10 of ours. And we are not a military nation. We are not military people. We got some sticks and spears and things. We picked up spoils. None of us here is trained men. What will we do? That was reasoning. Reasoning takes care of your first three elements. Your five senses. It will pick your eyes and say, can't you see? Can't you perceive it? Are you not hearing? But Caleb and Joshua.
Caleb and Joshua.
Amen.
Amen.
There you are. Men of faith. Men of integrity. Men who know God. Say, down in Egypt, I gave you the land. That is good enough. The They run through the people. The people were mourning and crying. Saying, now our children will die in the wilderness. Our women will be ravished. And here we will perish out here in the wilderness. When God had promised he will give them the land, they were still crying. Now remember, he gave them the land, but they had to fight for every inch of it. God told Joshua, everywhere the soles of your feet set, that I have given to you, footstep meant possession. You know the way Nigeria works. Thank God one of the preachers was telling us. He said we are in Nigeria, but our economy is not Nigerian economy. If you believe it, say amen to that.
Amen.
Let me give you a personal testimony. I'll come back to this.
There was
a time in this country, my salary was 4,000 naira. My younger brother was staying with me. I was in school with 4,000 naira. And we were living with it. When I married, my salary was
12,000
naira. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Inside 12,000 naira, we will pay rent. We will eat. I will buy half bag of rice.
In fact,
when I'm coming home with half bag of rice, the whole of this place will be like this. Half bag of rice is coming to the house. When the salary double and double and double and triple, brother, to buy rice. I'll be asking myself, you mean I will use all this money to buy only one bag of rice? If we buy only rice with this one, what is going to happen to beans? What happens to Gary? I said, God, you have to do something. If you don't do something, I will use rope to hold my trouser and go out. Let them say, this man is serving God and he cannot feed his family. The economy tightened. The thing tightened them up. I was looking at salary. More people were trooping into my house. I had more mouths to feed. Most of them adults. People that came needed food. I went back to God. I said, why did you give me this work? When it is the month end, I'll start having BP. Because I will share the money on paper.
The
money has finished. I need to be struggling to pay tithes. God came through for me. I cannot explain how it is happening. We were eating with all the number of mouths. So one day I wanted to know how this is happening. I carry paper, started calculating. Rice, this one. Beans, this one. When I added up, my salary is 12,500. My bill for the month is 60,000. I stopped calculating. You better stop calculating. No? You better stop calculating. Trust in God. Stand your ground. He has promised to feed you and take care of your needs. He will do it.
Hey.
You say, I have many children. That's why I'm suffering. It's not true. You can't take care of one child. I can assure you that. One child, you can't take care of it. It is God that cares for his children. Wherever the feet of your soul will touch, he has given it to you for a possession. I started praying. God, you must change this world. You still have to do something. God did something. I changed job. I sat there and said, now the salary is big. At least somebody will rest more. The problem magnified. People that I cannot remember again. Brother, you are forgetting me now. They say it in Hausa.
Once on Hausa.
Me dunia. What is life? So God has elevated you and forgotten us now. I'll be cracking my head to know from the voice trying to remember. I don't want to say who are you. I'll be embarrassed. Sorry, is it Paul that is talking? Is that even my name you are forgotten? You don't know that it's John that is speaking to you. I say I'm very sorry. He says I'm talking to you now. I'm stranded at the bus stop. I need only 2,000 naira. I say, God, what happened? You change job for me, the thing can't be problem. Search me on Facebook, you will not see me. I ran away from Facebook. I said, maybe because I am on Facebook. God, that they traced me to the house. May God be our help. I got to the new job. Oppression started. All the people we employed together, they are connected to one general or the other. That is how Nigeria works.
Bi Nigeria se ninu yen o.
A will go and meet General A.
Lagbaja aloba ogagun agba.
B will meet General D.
Ile aloba ogagun agba miran.
The thing continued for the first year. The second year. The third year. No promotion. Nothing is happening. They are promoting my colleagues. Most of them are even more qualified than them. I went back to the Lord again. I said, God, this job, I prayed and you gave me the job. Should I run away again? To whom shall I go to? But Abraham said, when there is problem in the church, the solution is not to change church. Where you are living, if you have misrepresented this gospel in your compound, the solution is not to park to another street. Stay in that place and rub up that stain that you have put on the name of God. I said, God, where do I run to again now? And I went to the Lord in prayer. It was hand to mouth for 5 years. I told the Lord, I said, you brought me here, I don't know anybody. But I know you who is the greatest power. The house of kings is in your hands. Will these people to my favor? If you are in academics, let me give you the shortcut. I was employed as a technologist. In 5 years, no promotion. When God was to promote me, he even gave me a vision about it. He said, don't move away from here. Because in this place, you are going to reap the benefit. I stepped back and said, God, you spoke to me. I must possess this place. I went to the Lord in prayer.
What did Oluwa Olorun adura?
When the promotion started,
nigbati won bere si bi awon eyan ga
lenu. I was moved from technologies.
Won gbe won ko ninu en to nko awon ise pepepe.
To lecturer 2.
Eh, o di lecturer 2 Olugbo.
Everybody say how did it happen?
Won so pe akilode, bo lo se sele.
Letter started flying from Abuja.
Won bere si ko letter lati Abuja niyan.
No, we no agree.
Ah, iro a ogba o.
We no agree. I said to me, I just saw it like that.
I don't have
anybody, but I have Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
While they were still arguing among themselves and quarreling among themselves, within 4 months, God went to my file again. He said, this my son has lasted here for too long. You can't be in this mountain for too long. He said, I'm moving you away from that point. Within 4 months, God moved me from L2 to lecturer
1. Hallelujah.
I tell you, my colleagues are afraid of me. They don't know how I operate. They don't see me in any office begging anybody for anything. If I want to beg, I beg my father. And I want to announce to you, Brother Abraham said, he said, our God is not a wicked God. He will not allow you to cry and beg and beg. No. If you ask him for something, he didn't give you now. There is a reason he didn't give you now. If you will be patient, you will find out by and by and be thanking him why he didn't give it to you. It's your right. You must fight for it.
Give me the quote.
Alright. Now, you people that was prayed for, all of you last night was here. Somebody laid hands on you. We prayed. The presence of the Lord came down. Revealed himself right with the word. To show it. That was true. That he is here. There is no fooling. There's no mistake. It is there. It's the truth. We don't presume anything else. We lay aside reasonings. We cast them down and take the word. Take the word. Move on. The word says so. Now you say then, the promise is mine. Sure. But you will fight every inch of it. Till you are well. Every convention I come like this, I go home and receive a package. Every convention. If you believe it like that, your own is waiting for you.
Amen.
Brother Abraham said you cannot make it difficult for God. As far as faith is inside there, you can't come to a point and say when it gets to this one, the way I'm seeing, it's like God cannot do this one. You are hindering yourself. It is your right. Receive your package in Jesus' name. This is the first convention I'm coming with my entire family. I specifically told the Lord, how can I be going for convention, my children, because of the economy, they won't come with me. I used to tell my children, if I belong to a secret cult, I will initiate all of you. Have you ever seen IBB's daughter coming to one village here to marry? or just come to one place and say you want to pick a wife, they will kill that child. That is why Princess Diana died. I tell my children, if I belong to a court, I will shake all of you. So I told the Lord, I said, since I don't belong to their own court, I belong to the highest court in the whole world. This court, the owner of the court, is the master of the universe.
Hallelujah.
The master of every circumstance. He knows the beginning from the end. He's a more than a bulldozer. There is nothing he cannot bulldoze for you to pass through. I said, God, I want to come to the convention with my children. And when I told the Lord that, the devil painted the whole picture. Even if I didn't pay tithe from my salary, and I kept it for 1 year, I can't buy a car that will bring me here. So I told the Lord, you yourself, do it yourself. I say, as I'm going for this program, before I come back, Lord, just see how you will give me a horse to bring to come to convention. I was far away. 15 hours flight away from Nigeria. God carried a horse and kept it for me. So as I was coming back, I just went there. If not for my wife that I revealed the secret to. As I was just coming, all the children were shaking. Daddy, oh yo yo. Daddy, oh yo yo.
Daddy, oh yo yo.
My muscles swell. That's the way God feels. That's the way your father feels. When you find grace in the hour of trouble, to give him glory, to praise his name, to believe him. Brother Bram said, all your prayer requests that have been far, he will ask this angel. He said, bring her far. You bring his far. He will open the far. He said, give it to her. Give it to him. The Bible said your life becomes a wonder. How are you doing it? Even you yourself cannot explain. And when it was time, I said, children, help me. We are going to the mountain to serve
Jehovah.
I took my testimony from here. You will receive your own in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bí ìwọ náà ṣe wá sí àgọ́ àjọ yìí, ó mú ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀rí tirẹ̀ lọlé.
In fact, receive your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ.
Àníṣe, gba ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀rí rẹ báyìí lórúkọ Jésù Kristì.
But you must fight for your rights.
Ṣùgbọ́n o láti jà fún ẹ̀tọ́ rẹ o.
God knows all the battles that we are going to fight. Before that trial comes, God knows about it. He begins to prepare you for it.
He
begins to prepare you for it. God loves me so much. Me, I'm overloved. Last month, I was coming back from Lagos. Just alone with Jesus in the car. I bought so many things. But before I traveled, a vision came in the church. Listen to me, church. If we are united, the gift will be here. The gifts are here. The first person called me. He said, Brother
Dan,
I saw them, they were having your own burial. I said, my brother, once God revealed it,
It's
a settled matter. Thank God with me, it's already settled.
A
prophecy came in the church on a Wednesday prayer meeting. He said, Brother
Dan,
the enemy wants to take your life. He said, but I have lifted you out. You don't believe?
Amen.
But the Lord said this gift will come back to the church.
They are
not talking about mimicking anything. The next service, it was a speaking in tongues. Still wrapped around Brother
Dan.
I told my wife, I said, I am traveling. Satan cannot dictate my movement. I don't believe that Satan will be the one telling me, don't go to the toilet. Don't open the window. Since God has revealed it, He will take care of it. I traveled. Went. Did all my running around, came back to Akure, finished, started going back to Kaduna. Then in it all, I was watching and said, Satan, where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? I got to Zuba.
Zuba
is about 2 hours to Kaduna. We were in a go slow. No speed. I was just following the next person. I saw bright headlights behind me. Something said, here he come. I raised my hand up. I warned the driver. It's a military truck. I said, be careful. Be careful. He came just close to me. Cha! And stopped. We moved again. Because it's a truck, he couldn't move like the small vehicles. He speed up again the second time. Before I turn, he ran behind me. Destroyed the entire car from behind. I was touching the steering, Am I still alive? The glasses, everything intact. Something said, remember, Olorioko is here. Don't shake. He is here. You are not dead, you are alive. I came out. I went to the driver. He's a military man. He came out, he wanted to do military service. I brought out my ID card. The ID card that the general is carrying is the one I'm carrying. He said, Ogana break fail. I said, you are lying. They started begging. They say, okay, I should follow them to Bida. They are going to deliver the truck in Bida. That when they get there, they will pay me. I said, let us go. While we were going, the angel of the Lord spoke to me. He said, when you get to that junction, don't branch. Keep going straight. As I got there, there were two trucks in front of me, one behind me, with their double trafficator on. Military now, everybody was giving. Once we got there, the first one indicated it was turning. The first truck turned. The second one turned. Expecting me to turn. I say, here I come, Kaduna, I'm going. Don't allow the devil to tell you that you should come and fight him in his own ground. The eagle does not attack the snake on the ground. Before he can defeat the snake, he will pick the snake, raise it up. As he's taking the snake higher, the snake is wondering what is happening to me. I don't have wings. How come I am flying? When he turns to attack the eagle will leave him alone. He will start falling. The eagle will dive again and be coming. As he's coming, before the snake will touch the ground,
crowd, he will say, here we go again. Don't attack the enemy in his own ground. Pull the enemy to your own ground. The ground of faith. The ground of God's word. That is where you will stand and defeat the devil. Sometimes in this fight, you just have to let go. Yes. It's a fight. It's not a weakness. You just let go. Do you know why couples will quarrel and quarrel till thy kingdom come? Because the husband say I no agree. The wife say I no agree. They will sustain that quarrel for 1 year. Some fight does not require talking. You do what the prophet did. Enter the house. Everywhere scattered. Everywhere tumble upside down. He just went and took the apron.
Wow.
Enter the kitchen.
He
is fighting. He is fighting. But with wisdom. So that you don't say,
come on, Lord,
the preacher said we should fight.
Yeah,
and you go to a roadblock and slap a soldier man. You will do frog jump that day. You are fighting. Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
that is why the Bible says,
he
said, take on the whole armor of God. God knew we were going to be fighting a battle. And so he prepared the entire armor and handed it over to the believer. He said, go and take the armor.
Brother
said, all the armor of the Christian, he said, they are spiritual. He said they are not physical. Our weapons of warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Where the Lord gave us a place to stay in Kaduna. At some point, it was becoming the headquarters of bandits. Every night you'll be hearing AK-47. Everybody will come out. They came out, they said, Pastor, you know by God. Everybody, you know by God. One day when we came out, they said, Pastor, where is your gun? I said, if I remove my gun here, don't try me, oh. I said, if I bring out my gun, what are you carrying? You are carrying this stick. Is this one gone? Don't try me. If I bring out my gun, they started challenging me. Pastor, we want to see your God. You must beg God. Even God is preaching self-protection. I said, you want to see my God? Our weapons of warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of bandits. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, bandits will not cross this river.
Church,
I want to announce to you, one of the safest places in Kaduna right now, the most peaceful place in Kaduna right now, is where I am living. No gunshot. No gunshot again.
Hallelujah.
I said, how can God give me a house here? And bandits will not come and chase me. I chase bandits on my knees. When I wake up in the morning, They will tell me, this camp and this camp fought themselves and killed themselves. I said they have not started. God did it before. He will do it again. The preacher was saying it. You are a child of God. You are running away from witches and wizards. When I go to my village and I want to return, my mother will say, don't tell anybody. Let them not come and kill you for me. I cannot give back to a child again now. I say, Mommy, any day I am now afraid of these witches, I will drop this Bible and go and join them. So if I want to travel, I'm going tomorrow. When are you going? I say I'm going tomorrow. By 6 a.m. If they burn you where, go and wait for me. Whatever you see, you take it like that. Greater is he that is in me than Satan the devil. Brother says it's under my feet. Satan himself is under my feet. Is it the witches and wizards? Witches and wizards are like cockroaches. In the kingdom of darkness, they are the least. And you, my God, you are running to a mountain of fire for prayer. Where you yourself, you are the mountain with fire. You are a bulldozer. Who are you afraid of? Greater is he that is in you than the witches in the world. If God be for us, who can be against us? Stand your ground. Fight it. Declare the word of God over that situation, and God will come through for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Brown said, in the course of this battle, he said you are going to be taking decisions. It's because of our time, the quotes are here. Brother said you are going to be taking decisions. He says some of these decisions you will take them contrary to your own making. Are you following? You will take some of these decisions contrary to your own self. But that is the will of God for you. The prophet said, it's time to go to church. He said, then your body starts speaking to you. You see the way you are feeling. Today, why not rest? And you young ones, once you leave home, where your parents are no more there, it's on Sunday you wash clothes. From Monday to Saturday, you have lectures. Lecture that doesn't even have guarantee again. If God doesn't help you, even when you do Yahoo, the thing will not work. Except you are not a seed of God. Yahoo, it's not going to work for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because you are not Cain's seed. So no need dabbling into those things. Those of you that are online, everything is online. Everything is online. Even in the house, you don't assist your parents again. You are online. They should hand you to me for 1 week. You will eat online. I went to a church. When I got there, I just saw the pastor and just his family and just few of them.
What pastor? Everyone at
said, pastor, the church. He said, brother Dan. He said, you know this place. You don't trample on anybody's right. He said, all of them got offended and left the church. I said, pastor, we have to look for them. The pastor took me in his car. Every weekend I was going to search out brethren. He will give me the number. I called one. When I called him, you know white man now. He just saw Nigerian number. He said, no, you are a scorn. You are a scorn man. You are Nigeria, you are a scorn man.
Nigeria lo ti wa fo wa na ni egbaje.
I say, yes, I'm Nigerian, but I'm a child of God. I have something to tell you. Can you listen to me? I say, please, can you come over? We will have meetings. So and so. He
said,
I don't believe you. I kept on like that. After about a month or two, God granted us favor. We had a meeting. And we started holding meetings together. All the other churches collapsed and came together. He was remaining one brother. When I called the brother, brother, can you come to church? He said, brother, you know what? God gave me an online ministry. I said, brother, what do you mean by online ministry? He said, I preach the gospel online. I share the message on Facebook. I have Instagram, I share the message. The pastor was listening to our conversation. I said, brother, that cannot replace the scripture. Because you are not supposed to forsake the gathering of the saints. Where there is a church, you ought to be in church. Even when there is no message church, bread is better than none. He said, go to church, don't stay home. Then the pastor told me, he said, brother, don't bother about this brother. He said, when he wants to wed, he will wed online. When he dies, they will bury him online. As I speak with you, just 2 days ago, he sent a prayer request.
It's
with the picture of the son in ICU. He said, please, brethren, pray for my son. He has lung cancer or something. In my heart, God forgive me. In my heart, God forgive me. I said, but you would have gone online. You see, service will be going on. You have Wednesday prayer meeting, for example. If the church comes together and agree that the doors will be open at a certain time, he said, God will be there. He said, you ought to be there. We are all to be in church. But some of us, that is the time we are connecting to Jeff. We will be in Ibadan church and have a pastor by proxy in America. You have a problem. You have a serious problem. That's why sometimes certain things will happen. You don't know where to place the brother. You know, we are quick to judge our pastors. He didn't do like this. He would have done like this. I tell you, if they place you there,
you'll
be falling and tumbling every day. Pastoring is the most difficult job on earth. That is the only job that you have your own problem unsolved. But you are solving another person's problem. They won't call you. And he said, sister, what's the problem? Say, pastor, I'm feeling back. Then I said, pastor, he said, even me, my head wants to
bust.
Whether your head is going to tear into seven, you still say, sister, let us pray. You will bury your own. Fight for your rights. You must have the right mental attitude
to
every of
God's
promises. So God has given us the weapons. All the weapons that is needed for this fight. He said, take all this armor. Arm yourself with the gospel. With your shield, your sword, and he interpreted all those things. And in this age, by divine revelation, Brother Abraham said you must choose a battleground. He said that battleground is your heart. And that battle is going on right now. Church, let me tell you something. The church is like a hospital. Church is the hospital. As we are seated here, standing here, all of us have one sickness. One thing. That the devil will be pinning you, will be drilling you. Some of it you can't find courage to tell the next person. When you stay in your secret, you will cry to God alone. Imagine you going to the hospital and you find one patient walking like this, and then you go to the hospital. I like the way this man is walking. Let me start walking like this. Not knowing that the man is nursing his own wounds. Don't come to church and be copying people. Don't come to church and be copying hairdo. Sisters, most of you, our hair is bad. It doesn't depict this message at all. I know you have quotes for that. Continue. But the prophet said, he said, if by your life somebody is stumbled, he said, you will answer for it. Apostle Paul said, eating meat, to eat food is not wrong. I don't have a problem with eating. He said, but if that food is going to cause problem from my brother, it's better I don't eat it at all. Your hair is a problem to a lot of us. I have somebody seated here who came to this message by revelation. Nobody preached to her. But when she came, she was looking at the sisters. The thing became a problem to her. If you become a problem to a child of God, God will hold you responsible. You have quote, right? Hold your quote very correctly. Where our church is, directly opposite,
it's
a kiosk. We sell things there. The woman has not given birth since she was born. And they are mocking her. Each time we are preaching, she will be in our shop as a Catholic and be amening the gospel. Then she told my wife,
oh,
she said, I would have come to this, your church. But the way I'm seeing some people here, I don't know whether to come or not. I'm a Catholic. My wife told me. So one day, the preacher was on the pulpit. The anointing of God came down. Something just told me, go and call that woman. I rush outside. I say, madam, don't miss your day of visitation. Come and collect your children. A Catholic. She came inside. She was watching our sisters. She was watching our sisters. Brother Bram said, the spirituality of a church is seen on our sisters. She came inside, she was watching. I was praying my hand, Lord, don't let this stumble her. She came to the altar. She was prayed for.
What bad draft?
I said, madam, go and pack your children. The following month, she took him. You're not skeptics. They said, maybe it's fibroid. Satan is a liar. Maybe it's fibroid. If she had believed it, that seed would have become fibro. I said, that's a child. Because her barrenness got to a point. Her in-laws were telling her husband that a man cannot marry a man. That's the level of barrenness. God is not in a haste. 9 months, a child came out. Before she breathed, God put another one again. She had to go and meet the doctor because the first child came by CS. You are just 2 months from CS and you are pregnant. For your own safety, please, we have to take this one in. The doctor took that one. Before she breathed again, God put another one. How many are expecting here? How many of you are expecting here? Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because of that testimony, her younger sister came in and said, the problem she has with this church is our hair. I had to be panel beating. That in a home where you have many children, some of them can be stubborn. I say, anyone you are seeing with this jagajaga on her is just a stubborn child. This message says, Brother Bram said, he said, nothing artificial, nothing artificial will come up in the resurrection. Robert said, the life of the devil remains on you until you are born again. Your heart is the altar. Is the battleground. Where the gospel seed is being sown. If you allow the gospel seed to be sown in your heart, and fight to defend any of those boxes. All those insects that come to steal the word of God from your heart. You have come to convention. Don't say when we got to the convention, I'm seeing all kinds of dresses. See stars. It's not every star you see you sow. One will be open at the front. Then behind, it will be keep Lagos clean. It will be coming like this. What is wrong with you? If it is not keep Lagos clean, you see jagajaga, the tear is everywhere. What is the problem? We have a memorial. We have a memorial. You will answer before God. What you are teaching your children, leadership is by example. It's not what you are saying. It's by example. My children were having their meeting one day as children. I was not there, but my ears was there. They say if you want daddy to be happy, if you don't want to get daddy's attention, just talk about this message. Because I can be funny when it comes to the message. I'll be talking to my children. I will stand up and demonstrate. I will jump up and demonstrate. And then I say, it is this message I know. This is the one I introduce you to. If you step away from it, my God will haunt you. And so that child that say he doesn't want to listen to you, and you have advised, you have prayed, you have lived right before that child, go and sleep. I say rest. It's a concluded case. If God did it for Hatirite, did God do it for Hatirite? He will do it for you. That child will carry his own leg and return back to the church and have an experience, his own personal experience. Just wait, God is doing it already now. Something is happening right now. Stand your ground. Don't let the enemy take anything from you again. Stand your ground. So the battleground is your heart. The Bible said in John 13, he said after supper was ended, he said the devil entered into Judas' heart. Supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot that he should betray his own pastor. You know the difference between you and the unbeliever? Because there is a flashing red light inside of you. When the devil says, tell a lie, that thing will flash. He said there is no lie inside of you. So don't tell a lie. But to the world, there is nothing inside. Any kind of rubbish, Satan will dump it inside. That's why the girl, you will leave home as a student. Instead of staying where your parents know to be student hostel, you are living with one girl. You say it's your babe. I used to ask the church back home. I say in real life, when you are doing lovina, in real life, after 2-3 years, have you ever seen a couple who are legally married by the gospel? So they hold themselves like this. Oh, my babe. 5 years they are holding themselves. The trials of life. You'll be looking at yourself in the same house. You'll be wondering whether it's your wife. When the clouds come down, that is the time. If God doesn't help you, when Abraham said you will go outside, Are you hearing what I'm saying? So what you are doing out there, you have lost grounds to the enemy. Satan is stealing your blessing by allowing you to live in fornication. That is the trend of the day. But Satan has stolen the blessing from you. You are there living with another person's wife, with somebody's daughter, and collecting money from your parents. If you say you are a man, you will not be marrying from somebody's pocket. You will marry from your own pocket. Brother Abraham said, one of the questions we are going to ask you, when you want to marry, do you have a house where you are taking the lady to? You cannot be married and be living in family house. Your mother cook. You go and carry your mother's food and give your wife. Your father buys soap. You carry the soap and give to your wife. Then you are not ripe for marriage. You jump the gun. You better wake up
from it.
No job. Yes, you have graduated. Thank God for that. Then you start meeting the sister. There's something in my heart. I don't know the way I'm just feeling. I just say, let me express it to you. If it is God, I know it's God. Keep that thing inside. I say, keep it inside. Brother Bram says, for you to marry, he said you must have the Holy Ghost. Can I hear amen to that?
Amen.
You want to use your haircut to marry?
Your wife
will use bottle to scrape that hair when it is done. Brother said, you need the Holy Ghost. That is number one qualification. Number two, you must have a means of livelihood. When you marry, you will feed her. You don't pick somebody's daughter to punish her. You must have a means of livelihood. Then you must have an accommodation. Even if it is zinc house, if the sister is willing to follow you, it is an accommodation. You don't have a job. You don't have the Holy Ghost. You don't have a means of livelihood. You are still squatting with a brother. And you want to go and do introduction. God be merciful unto you. My time is up. Let me stop here. But before I finish, Abraham said, he said, prayer is your battle axe. The prophet said, on your knees, neology is where you will fight the devil to stand still. The prophet said, you fight in prayers. And then you play the game according to the rules. You cannot be praying and walking against prayer. Your wife is a witch. And you are calling her witch. And you want to win her to Christ. It's a lie of the devil. The prophet said, you must clear the channels. If you are a Christian, you will fight for your husband. You will fight for your wife. You will fight for your children. You will fight everything that God has given you. You fight it out. Anywhere the devil is standing in your life, it could be a habit. It has held you down. Some of you are still taking social drinks. Some of you are still playing games on your phone. You say it is phone. The devil has cornered you. You must fight that habit out. The preacher said here, Some of us, the first thing we do in the morning, we don't carry phone. You think to sleep and wake up is a normal thing? Hold it.
Bro,
if your alarm could wake you up from sleep, let's take the alarm to the mortuary and wake all the people there. You must fight for your right. Brother said, fight like Shamgar. You don't have to be a preacher. You fight like Shamgar. He said Shamgar was not a soldier. No training. You could observe certain traits in your family. In my family, polygamy is the order of the day. I am the first person to marry right. In my family, I recognize the spirit, and I told God I will defeat this spirit. Recognize those traits in your family, they are there. Maybe you just saw yourself having one disease. Then they tell you that it's in your family line. Then you do, you swallow it, it's in our family line. And start suffering. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. Fight like Shamgar. Stand your ground. Learn to fast and pray. God answers prayer. Go back and revive your family altar. A lot of you are here, you don't pray as a family. The father is praying in the parlor. The mother is praying in the bedroom. You say prayer is prayer. You have not gotten the formula. There must be a prayer of unity. A prayer of agreement. Once you come together and agree, that devil must be ejected. Stand your ground. Reverend said you are not fighting physical people. He said you are fighting demon power. They are in the church. They want to influence you in the wrong. They are the ones causing division in the church. A young minister, he has not known anything. He wants to start the ministry. Let me tell you, pastoring a church, if God didn't call you, you will run from that church. You better be careful. That is not the best option for you. Brother said young ministers should sit under seasoned ministers. Not because you are eyeing tight. You are eyeing tight. Church is here. You shift your own to the backyard. He said the Lord is calling me at the back. We have a memorial. How to start a church is in the pages of the tape. Problem is against us planting churches. Every little small places. We call for voice of God meeting.
Voice of God.
Write your name and your address. We don't discover that the church is behind us. What is the problem, brother? Another church is here. Another church is here. I had to meet one. I said, brother, why not collapse this one and put in the mother church? When they grow, including you, then you go and start. He said, no, brother, Dan, we'll do it like that. If they do it like that, every day he will call me. He said, you know, easy. Oh. My heart has said, do it like that. I've closed my notes. I'm sorry, sir. I'm closing on this. When you are fighting, you will be distracted. One of Satan's tactics is to distract believers. That is why in the armed forces, When they are training you, part of your training is how to wear your military gear. Even how to polish your shoe. You will be trained how to polish your shoe. That's why when you see a military man polish his shoe, you'll be wondering whether that shoe he didn't buy it in the market. They will take out their time, polish it very well, iron their uniform, because they must be identified with something. This message is your identity. You must be identified with this message. And that's why we have COD. How to marry our wives. How to behave in the church. How to live with our wives. How to raise our children. How to submit in the church. We have a memorial. You are supposed to stand there and fight any enemy that wants to push you off the firing line. But we just go and sit down. We are just at ease. He said you were not enlisted into this army to cross your leg and be enjoying your snack. He said you were enlisted to fight. An analysis was taken. Why they killed some soldiers at certain checkpoints. You know what happened? A soldier will be at the checkpoint. He's carrying the rifle. He's doing Instagram. They kept studying them. That one that happened at Zuba. They were studying them. They were studying them. The ones standing there, they were with their phone. The ones seated in the, that would have been back up, they are with their phone. Some of them were sleeping. The rifle was away. It was not caught. The enemy timed them very well and enter inside and cut them unaware. Don't go out like Samson. This message has come to equip you to fight the enemy with everything inside of you. You must not lose focus. You are the mountain of fire yourself. Stop going to prayer houses. You yourself, you are the prayer house. You are now going to a prayer house because you need something from God. You yourself, you are the prayer house. The temple has been rent in twine for you to walk into the holiest of holies, fight your battle, and collect what belongs to you. Seize it from the enemy. Go home and be delivered. Can we stand to our feet? Sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Oh, since my Savior found me to carry my sin, I have had the sunlight of His love. Hallelujah. It was in a service like this. Many people received their appointment letters. They got their wives. They got their babies. The altar is open. The angel of the covenant is here. The one that says you should stand your ground. I don't have any promise to give to you. I never promised I was going to do anything for you. You will go home and meet your testimony waiting for you. Homes in crisis. Behold, this is your deliverance. Don't joke with it. It will be when I attended Ibadan Convention 2025. I got home. This is what the Lord did for me. And those of you that are connected online, just kneel down where you are. The God of William Braha, Malachi 4, 5, and 6. He said, God will turn the hearts of the children to the Father. It is only children's heart that can be torn. If you are still in doubt of this message, try God and see. I dare you to try God and see. Your business is not working, and you have integrity, and you are paying your tithes. Try God and see. Your health is deteriorating. You have been prayed for many times. I don't care how many times you have been prayed for. Jesus is here right now. He has done it before in a convention like this. He is here to do it again. Tonight is your night. Oh, stand your ground like Jacob. He said, I will not release you to go until you bless me. You can stand your ground like that. You will not go until you bless me. And when you stand your ground, God is obligated to his word. The altar is here. What are you trusting the Lord for? He has done it already. Hold it in faith. Quote the word of God. Remember, say, keep quoting the word. Keep working the enemy. Keep quoting the word. It's getting worse. You are quoting the word. Something will take place in heaven. Stand your ground.
The policy is for you to tell God what you want. When the blind man sees Jesus, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Even though Jesus was looking at the eyes that is blind, but he wants him to say with his own mouth that I might receive my sight. The next thing is that, do you believe I can do it? He said, yes, I believe. Then be it unto you according to your faith. It was Anna that prayed in the temple herself. The priest only pronounced the blessing. But it was Anna that opened her mouth and told God, look at my condition. Look at my situation. I'm becoming a reproach. My adversary is making jest of me. Your name is being blasphemed. Do something about this situation, because your name is at stake. Your reputation is at stake. You can hear testimonies from the preacher of several times he has to go and meet God, and our Father is never a disappointment. If you come with all your acts, you lay it at his feet, it's not a disappointment. He answered prayer. But you must ask him with all your heart. And you must be determined that after he has blessed you, you will not depart from him. You will depart from the world and the things of the world. A few years back, a family gave me a testimony. They have had it very rough for many years. He said, but when they were coming to the convention, he said, as they enter Ibadan, they got a call for a job.
He said the next year, it happened the same way as they were entering Ibadan. They got another call for a contract. Even though they are not here now, they are very wealthy now, they are very comfortable now. Sometimes, that is the evil of prosperity. But that will not happen to everybody. There will be some people that after they are blessed, after they prosper, they will use the prosperity for God. They will use it for more of God's service and dedication. What is in your mind? God knows our hearts. If the Lord bless you, if he meets your need, if he grants your desire, what do you want to do with it? He sees your heart. I believe we have spoken to God. I believe we meant what we have asked
him.
I believe that we believe that he can do it for us. And he has done it for us. He just wants us to accept it. I believe we are in that condition. It's you that will do the prayer. It's you that does the prayer. The sanctioning is just from the higher authority. A representative of God. When the baby that came from Memphis was raised up, Memphis. He probably didn't offer much prayer. Just say, oh Lord, you just show me a vision. I don't know whether this is the baby. I leave it to your hand. Immediately, life entered into the dead baby. But I've been dead for about 11 hours. Life came back. When God says yes, no devil can say no. No power can say no. God is the ultimate divide decider of everything. When he speaks, everything keep quiet. Did you believe your prayer? Did you believe the word of God? Do you accept the corrections of his word? Do you accept the rebuke with a sincere heart? Are you ready to now follow him according to his instructions? To serve him in sincerity all the days of your life? If you promise God all that, then God will grant the desires of your heart. As I request Reverend Adelodun to kindly come and pronounce blessing upon
us.
Gracious Heavenly Father, you taught us through thy prophet that when we pray, we should believe. Thy word went forth. It ignited faith in the hearts of your children, and it propelled them to your presence. That faith that has risen Father, may you recognize it in the heart and in the life of your children. And tonight, give them the substance of their request. Above all, help them to hold on to that confession, that your angels might go home with them to confirm it to them, that by the turn of the time, they will come to testify. Thank you because you have done it.
Thank you, Lord.
We seal it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
After the priest spoke the blessing, Anna went home rejoicing. That is his evidence, the receipt of what is being collected. The Lord bless you.
Yeah,
we are dismissing immediately.
No,
the preacher said he had the ID card that the general also have. So even if it takes some of our time, there's nothing we can do.
So
because he carried the general's ID card. One has to be careful. Please be seated. I see people here. God bless you. Yeah, this one said that a Bible with that was inside a side bag was forgotten in the dining area.
Yeah.
So if anybody sees you, please give to the officers. Bless you. I say God bless you. Tomorrow morning, by the grace of God,
we'll
still come here by 6 o'clock for morning prayers. We are just being reminded about the importance of morning devotion, family
altar.
That is what is standing for, family altar. Immediately we dismiss, now we can go to the dining for a while.
Supper.
The Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. I want to believe that we are enjoying the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are trusting God tomorrow for a climax. Tomorrow is Sunday. Memorial of the Resurrection. So we come and take another shower. The Lord will be gracious to us. God bless you. Shall rise. We are able to go up and there and come to possess a land. Thank you.
To the righteous and the God. Hallelujah.